This is Mark Strassman, reporter with MIMO World. We're about to speak to Ashok Kumar, who's the Vice President for Marketing and Sales at SohoWare. Welcome back to MIMO World.
Oh, thank you, Mark, and it's a pleasure talking to you about this topic.
Right. Now, we're going to talk about a product that's both MIMO and Mesh. Why don't we start by talking about Mesh, which I guess is in the world of wireless slightly older. Concept. What exactly is mesh technology? How does it work?
Well, mesh technology, the intent of the technology is to provide you a ubiquitous LAN with or without the Ethernet cabling.
Okay.
That's the basic concept, and different companies look at different applications and try to fit their technology and we do this with MIMO.
And mesh works. What's the architecture in general? The structure, the handoff procedure arrangement.
Generally, what happens compared to a wired network, which is kind of like a star that goes from a switch or a wireless LAN switch to the access points, it's kind of a star network, and you're pretty much at the mercy of what the wires will allow you to do.
Right.
With the wireless, you have the advantage that you could have multiple routes for the traffic to find its way, and in a way it gets optimized. And since there is no start and definite endpoints or milestones on the way, it's more like a mesh network.
And where are the decisions made about where to send packets?
It happens at the time of configuration, and in some smart systems, as is the case with ours, these are done. Some background checks are continuously done to make sure that the path is healthy and has the minimum or optimized performance levels. And that could be ping times, that could be the latency, etc.
So, if say one radio went out or some obstacle presented itself between 2 points, how would the network react?
The network would optimize and find other neighboring access points to get back to the switch if possible.
Okay, now these multi-path arrangements are also a central part of MIMO technology, aren't they?
Well, the reason it is more advantageous to consider applying MIMO in that kind of an application is because of the extended range that the MIMO offers.
Right.
And the fact that we give you 108 megabit per second performance, so it's truly a wire speed and not a 54 or a compromised 11 megabit wireless LAN.
So in terms of speed or bandwidth, this pretty well can substitute for a wired Ethernet solution.
Pretty close to that, yes.
Okay. Say a little bit more about the MIMO. Where does SohoWare get its chips, and what are the distinguishing characteristics of that technology?
Well, the MIMO chips are currently supplied by Ergo Networks. That's a chip company in Palo Alto.
Right.
And we use their industrial grade chipset, which is the A, B, and G combination.
Right.
So we are able to put two of those chips in an access point to create a wireless mesh option.
So in fact, whether the clients are BG or 802.11b, 802.11g, or 802.11a, they're all compatible with this system.
That is correct, and we are able to create an optional 11g mesh or an 11a mesh depending on the application. And that gives you flexibility and freedom in an enterprise environment to suit your client population.
Okay, how parsimonious is this? How big a channel is necessary to support these speeds?
Generally, MIMO is the only technology that I know that uses only a 20 megahertz band to create 108 megabit per second performance.
So you got a lot of bang for the buck.
That is correct.
Okay, talk a little bit about the trade name, the brand name for this is the AeroGuard.
AeroGuard is the brand name of our product family for wireless LAN based on the MIMO technology.
Okay, and what about the management structure for these radios? How does that work?
The way we have organized our management structure is a tiered approach. So the switch software, we call that as the wireless LAN switch appliance software. It's embedded in every access point. So in a cluster of access points, you could configure one of them as the switch access point, and then the subtending access points can be defined as one of the radios can be defined as a client or an AP, and that's how we use the radios to create the backhaul.
And that can be done. That can be reconfigured.
That is will automatically reconfigure once they have been defined to work on the wireless backhaul.
Okay. Now there's a question of QoS, quality of service. How does that figure into this solution?
We optimize the backhaul based on the least amount of hops, and that gives you the least latency. And because we are able to do 108 megabit per second on the backhaul, because the backhaul is now between the MIMO and MIMO, if you will,
right,
and that reduces the latency to the minimum. And we found that in applications such as voice conference, video conferencing, or even voice over Wi-Fi, we seem to generate, be impacted the least by the jitter and the latency of our network.
So the combination of low latency and high bandwidth makes these applications more appropriate for this than they might otherwise be.
That's correct. And the added advantage of MIMO, that gives you a bigger area to cover, so the cell size is larger as well.
Okay. How much more effective is that likely to be? You've got a diagram on this product sheet that we're going to link to from this page.
Yeah.
That shows a conventional arrangement of APs and MIMO APs. What kind of quantitative label could you put on the advantage that this MIMO mesh system would create?
But normally in a conventional switch application, you have to decide the number of ports of the switch you decide to buy.
Right.
And if you start with 8 and if you need 9, you have to now jump to 16 or something like that.
Right.
But with MIMO, each software-defined switch access point is capable of working with up to 20 APs.
So you can incrementally increase your number of radios.
That's right. So you start another cluster and you define one of the APs in that cluster to be an AP, and then you know that switch AP can manage another group of 20. So you can keep growing your network as you need without having to do any step incremental jumps either in the capital cost or in infrastructure.
Okay. Say a little bit more though about the actual range that could be expected in different settings with conventional APs compared to the ArrowGuard.
Well, there is a defined or a law of physics that applies to the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5 gigahertz band.
Right.
And there is no magic that we can do above and beyond what physics would allow.
Right.
But as a result of having two transmitters in each radio and three receive antennas in each radio,
right,
two transmit antennas in each radio,
right,
we are able to make the APs a lot more sensitive. So its RF performance is at least 5 to 8 dBs better than any conventional access point.
And what does that translate to in range?
That translates to approximately 2 to 2.5 times the range for a comparable performance in terms of the bit rate.
That's a radius that's 2.5 times greater?
Yeah.
Okay, and so in terms of space, would that be the square? That is about 4 times, 4 or 5 times more space covered.
That's correct. So in our one of the deployments, one access point was able to cover 40,000 square feet of the floor, factory floor.
Okay. Speaking of factory floors, talk a little bit about where you expect these systems to be deployed. What kind of environments or contexts?
I think these are ideally suited in an environment where you have multipath, where the reflections normally make traditional solutions inoperable.
That's something like a factory floor.
Something like a factory floor or a cube farm, big offices. And as a matter of fact, even in small offices, there are cubes, and like a real estate office or an insurance office.
Right.
So you can pretty much put one access point and get the high performance. And so it makes it very ideal for small to medium businesses, and at the same time supports large enterprises with distributed offices as well.
Okay, now is this principally an indoor technology, or could outdoor venues take advantage of it as well?
I think in outdoor environment there are a lot of applications where multipath does come up, and in those scenarios outdoor applications are also being considered. And we are also looking at creating an outdoor hotspot solution using MIMO technology.
Okay. Because we're thinking here in Los Angeles about putting Wi-Fi on a new bus line that's being set up in the San Fernando Valley.
Right.
And I'm wondering whether it's going to be a dedicated busway. There are street lights all along the route. Is this AeroGuard system or maybe some modification of it something that might be useful to provide either internal to the buses or external as a handoff system for the buses that would be able to provide this kind of access to people as they were riding to and from work and school and around town?
That's correct, and you know, that's one application. Another application that I know we're working with people is to do the same thing in airplanes and in trains internally, or even at train stations. So there is a whole array of applications that the extended reach and performance of MIMO can be exploited in.
Okay, talk a little bit about how you distribute your products. It's a little unusual, and you find it works pretty well.
Yes, our business model is a VAR direct business model. We do not have any distributors. You know, the conventional distributors that
right.
supply the networking products to VARs and end customers.
Right.
We pass on the savings of the distributor channel to our VAR channel, and this makes it very, very attractive for them to use our products, which perform well and are easy to use, and at the same time, it increases their ROI.
Okay. I guess finally, is SohoWare a privately traded or a privately owned or publicly traded company?
At this time, we're privately owned.
Okay. Anything you want to tell us about any changes underway for that the SEC won't mind you mentioning?
Not really. But we are going to add a new line of security products, and I'll be happy to discuss that with you at some subsequent event.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll talk about that then. In the meantime, give out your URL or email address or however you want people who think this is a good idea for their situation to take advantage of it.
Well, we have a very elegant way of communicating project needs and our responses to it. If you go to our website, www.sohoware.com,
right.
And there is a place where VARs can register, and as part of the registration process, we offer you an opportunity to describe your project, and we can, within 24 hours, respond back with a suggested solution for your project, and that's how we do a VAR direct business.
That sounds pretty convenient. Are you using the AeroGuard MIMO mesh system in your own office there?
Yes, we are. In fact, we have 6 or 7 we use for different configurations, but as I said, one AP is more than enough to cover the whole building. It's about 30,000 square foot building.
Okay, good. Well, I hope it gets larger, and I hope and I know your products will allow people wherever, any nook and cranny in it to hook up to the net. So, thanks very much for your work and for talking to us today on MIMO World.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mark.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.